Thank you very much, Madam President, for that presentation and for all your efforts on this issue. Are there any questions or comments on that presentation? Okay, that doesn't seem to be the case. So thank you again, Madam President, for your efforts. I would just like to provide this opportunity now to return to any points on financial issues, and in particular the presentation that was made yesterday. We had, of course, planned to have that presentation to start the work of this committee, but that was not the case. So if there are any points on the finance presentation or in follow-up to the finance presentation, I would welcome them. It is certainly my intention to put on the agenda for the next meeting of states parties, or at least to propose to put on the agenda for the next meeting of states parties in 2017, an agenda item on the financial situation of this convention. If anyone else wishes to speak on finance issues, there will be obviously time later, but now would be one opportunity to do so. Okay. Well, as I say, there will be further opportunity to speak on financial issues and other issues as we proceed. I would now like then to move on to agenda item two, the review of the scope and operation of the convention, including the operation of its annex protocols, general statements regarding new proposals. As I said at the beginning of our meeting this morning, this is not an opportunity to repeat everything you said yesterday. I would encourage you, please, to focus on the issues for this main committee, perhaps elaborating on proposals made during the preparatory meeting, or putting forward new proposals for the work of the convention. Ideas that have been put forward concern issues such as explosive weapons, incendiary weapons, mines other than anti-personnel mines, legal weapons reviews, establishing a science and technology forum, and victim assistance. So those are some of the ideas that were put forward. This has gone now. Don't be shy. If you have ideas or elaborations, now is the time to make them. As I said, we will leave the sort of changes to the draft final documents until agenda item four. While this you may want to put forward language for inclusion in the final documents, that will be fine now. But let's not get into a drafting exercise, putting commas in and correcting my bad English. New ideas, please. Okay, I recognise the Russian Federation, so you have the floor.